Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Hello and welcome to The Deep Dive.
If you're a parent or a teacher and you're trying to connect with the content your students are seeing today, you are definitely in the right place.
We're going through some of the articles in The Juice to help you spark some of those conversations.
Exactly. We have a mix of stories today, so let's just jump right in.
Okay, we have to start with the one that's basically a movie plot. It's The Great Escape, but starring a dog.
A pit bull mix, yeah.
Yeah.
His name is Gawson, his real name is Rufus.
And he didn't just wander out of an open gate at this West Virginia animal shelter?
Yeah, not at all. There's security footage, and it actually shows him manipulating the lock on his own cage.
With his paws. Then he gets to the front door and...
and uses his mouth to unlock it. It's really incredible. He was reunited with his owner, so it's a happy ending.
That is just terrifyingly smart. It's a perfect way to ask students, what really makes an animal seem smart? Is it just obedience?
Or is it this kind of complex problem solving? And, you know, on a practical level, it's a great opening to talk about responsible pet ownership and ID tags.
For sure. Especially if your dog can pick locks.
Mm.
All right. Shifting from smart dogs to smart choices in education, there's new data out on college enrollment.
Yeah. And the landscape is definitely shifting. Enrollment is actually at a 10-year high.
But not in the way you might think. The growth isn't coming from private research universities.
No. They actually saw a decline. The real surge is in community colleges and, get this, a 28% jump in trade programs.
Wow.
Economists often call this shelter in school. When the economy feels uncertain, people tend to flock to more affordable, skills-based education.
That's a very real conversation to have with high schoolers. You know, you can ask them how factors like cost and career goals might change their path.
Right. Is that four-year degree still the default? Or does trade school maybe look like the smarter economic move right now?
Speaking of changing your perspective, let's zoom way, way out. We have a quote of the day from Roberta Bondar.
The first Canadian woman in space. She talks about seeing Earth all alone from the space shuttle Discovery.
It's that classic overview effect, right?
Exactly. Seeing the planet as this single, fragile whole changes your attitude toward life on the ground.
It's a heavy concept, but you can make it accessible. Ask students how seeing the big picture might change how they feel about, say, a math test.
Mm. It puts daily stress in perspective. And of course, it's a chance to highlight the history of women in STEM and in space exploration.
Okay, so bringing it back down to Earth and our bodies, there's actually some rare good news about heart disease.
We'll take it. The American Heart Association is reporting that for the first time in 5 years, deaths from cardiovascular disease in the U.S. have dropped.
And this is after that surge we saw during the pandemic.
Right, so this suggests things are stabilizing a bit, though of course heart disease is still a leading killer.
The experts in the article credit lifestyle management for the drop. So the discussion here is about agency. Which daily habits actually move the needle?
Yeah, things like sleep, diet, movement. It's a good way to talk about the difference between just treating symptoms and actively preventing disease.
Okay, now for a more complex topic. Geopolitics. There's been a lot of talk about Greenland.
Mm. President Trump has now clarified he won't use military force to acquire Greenland, but he is still insisting on negotiations.
And this has, you can imagine, caused a lot of friction with Denmark and the EU.
A lot. It's highlighting some real stress points within the NATO alliance. It sounds almost archaic, this idea of acquiring territory.
It does, but it's a modern reality. The discussion for students isn't just about geography, it's about conflict resolution.
Right. How should leaders handle these kinds of disagreements over land and resources? And what's the role of an alliance like NATO in all of this?
Let's end on something a little more fun. It's about linguistics.
Yeah, this is fascinating. Researchers analyzed over 7,000 languages and found some universal traits in how we all communicate.
Like the word, huh? When you need someone to repeat something, apparently it's pretty much universal.
It is. But the most interesting one to test with students is sound-shaped association.
The Kiki versus Booba experiment.
That's the one. You show people a spiky shape and a round, soft shape, and almost everyone across all cultures calls the spiky one Kiki and the round one Booba.
It suggests our brains are sort of hardwired to connect sharp sounds with sharp shapes. It's a great way to ask students, How does knowing we all communicate in these similar ways affect how we view other cultures?
It's a really unifying idea. We're more connected in how we think than we might realize.
A great thought to end on. So that is the lineup for today. These articles are all available for your students.
We hope this helps you start a conversation. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.